If you're a pastor, elder, deacon, nonprofit, board member, or business owner, I need you to listen to this. K&K Furnishings needs to be on your short list. K&K Furnishings are committed to helping you find the right furnishings for your church or organization. These guys specialize in quality worship seating, welcome centers, cafes, nurseries, classrooms, as well as stage and podium furnishings. The two owners have over 70 years of combined pastoral experience, so not only will every transaction be handled with integrity and professionalism, but they have the experience to provide you with the perfect solutions for your furniture needs, and they absolutely understand your budget constraints and demands. K&K Furnishings are devoted to providing you quality pieces that save you money. They can do this because they don't have the overhead of a brick and mortar store, and they have relationships with over 200 manufacturers nationwide. Look, we all know there's a lot of junk out there. K&K understands that many times bargains aren't true money savers. They end up costing you more in the long run. At K&K, they believe that quality furnishings don't have to be outrageously expensive. And here's the best part. K&K Furnishings sells nationally and can also provide in-person consultations in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. If you can't meet in person, they'd be happy to set up a Zoom consultation for you today. So whatever your next project is, whether it's your home office or your church sanctuary, K&K Furnishings is the only place you need to look. Go to www.kkfurnishings.com to see how they can help you, or call 567-318-4520. That's www.kkfurnishings.com, or call 567-318-4520, or click on the link in the description of this episode. K&K Furnishings, furnishing business, education, worship, and hospitality for the glory of God. Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta tell you about Jacob's Supply. Jacob's Supply is the place you gotta go for all of your material needs. These guys bring you construction supplies and appliances for up to 50% off retail price, all brand new. You a home builder? Need some lumber? Jacob's Supply has you covered. You a deacon at your church and you're in charge of that next Narthex floor job? Jacob's Supply has got you. Heck, they got Cortec Luxury Vinyl Plank right now for $3.59 a square foot. Go look that stuff up at Lowe's or Home Depot, man. That stuff is selling for $7 to $8 a square foot. That's over 50% off retail. Even if you just have some home projects you're working on, Jacob's Supply is the place for you. I just built an outdoor grilling area this spring for that old smoker and grill. Guess where I got the metal roof, lumber, and screws? Yeah, that's right, Jacob's Supply. Looking for a fridge, stove, washer, dryer? They got them all, and they're name brand. Samsung, Bosch, Frigidaire, all 20, 30, 40% off retail. Brand new and ready for you. Located in Temperance, Michigan, it's worth it to stop by even if you're a few hours away. And remember, Jacob's Supply can ship products nationally too. So even if you're out of state, you got to check them out. Follow them on Facebook at Jacob's Supply or call them direct at 734-224-0978. That's 734-224-0978. Remember, Jacob's Supply, quality building materials at wholesale prices. And now, on to the show.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Jason.
Do you like books?
I love books.
Me too.
Let's make a suggestion.
Make suggestions that you might like. Book suggestions.
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 Book suggestions.
Oh, welcome back to another episode of Book Suggestions, where Jason and I talk for a few minutes about some books we've read, that we've listened to, that we've reviewed.
Devoured.
Devoured, that we think might be beneficial for you to take a look at.
Yeah.
So we each do a book. The episodes come out the first and third Friday of every month, so feel free to go back and listen to some of those that have come out. This is our, I don't know, I think we're on sixth or seventh book suggestion.
Yeah.
So got some good books in the bank, but Jason usually starts out. So Jason, why don't you start out with your book suggestion?
Sure. I am going to tell the masses about Holiness by J.C. Ryle.
Oh, and good.
This was something that I had written down, but we had a bud online, Sean Humble.
Oh, shout out to Sean Humble.
Shout out to Sean.
How you doing, brother? Love your comments online.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by Dead Men Walking on Facebook and on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the 5-star reviews.
Right.
Okay, so back to Holiness by J.C. Ryle. This is an incredible book that is a must read. If you have not read Holiness by J.C. Ryle, make sure that you have Kleenex next to you.
And, you're going to cry like a baby?
Yeah, you are going to cry like a baby. But I am going to read a paragraph, which is extremely great.
Okay.
So let me just start here. I have had a deep conviction for many years that practical holiness and entire self-consecration to God are not sufficiently attended to by modern Christians in this country. Politics or controversy or party spirit or worldliness have eaten out the heart of lively piety in too many of us. The subject of personal godliness has fallen sadly into the background. The standard of living has become painfully low in many quarters. The immense importance of adorning the doctrine of God, our Savior, Titus 2:10, and making it lovely and beautiful by our daily habits and tempers has been far too much overlooked. Worldly people sometimes complain with reason that religious persons, so-called, are not so amiable and unselfish and good-natured as others who make no profession of religion. Yet sanctification in its place and proportion is quite as important as justification. Sound Protestant and evangelical doctrine is useless if it is not accompanied by a holy life. Mm. It is worse than useless. It does positive harm. It is despised by keen-sighted and shrewd men of the world as an unreal and hollow thing, and brings religion into contempt. It is my firm impression that we want a thorough revival about scriptural holiness, and I am deeply thankful that attention is being directed to the point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm good. Sorry that was so long, but no, man, so it is so good and so important to think about these things in these ways.
Yeah, and it hits to the whole thing of the number one reason why unbelievers or people who used to be believers or thought they went to church don't go anymore is they say hypocrites, and they say one thing and don't do another, and like truly living holy and set apart and unique before God. Mm-hmm. I mean, those two paragraphs just really hit it on the head. And I have to think, I mean, JC probably just hits it on the head too.
Yeah.
Because I haven't read this book yet.
Oh, you haven't read?
No. So now I'm going to go read it.
It's so good.
Just because of your suggestion.
Yeah. Sweet. Do it up.
Cool. Now the one I have, it might be quite as heavy. I don't know. But it was something that I've been interested for a long time, kind of like the social justice movement, CRT, all that kind of stuff. And I've been listening to Vodi Bakum for quite a while, and he's been talking about these type of things for over 10 years. And it's one of these crazy things where you talk about the same thing over and over, and it takes almost a decade for people to actually understand or to listen to. We're to a point now to where in our culture to where CRT is a big thing, social justice is a big thing. So everything that Vodi's been talking about for all that time is now coming to fruition. And he just wrote a book last year called Fault Lines, The Social Justice Movement and Evangelicalism's Looming Catastrophe, right? We saw all this crazy stuff going on with like the SBC, which Jason and I aren't part of, the Southern Baptist Convention, but you keep an eye on it. It's a large denomination, like the CRT stuff, the social justice stuff. And it's just, it's amazing that Vodi has been talking about this stuff for so long, and he's been so right on it. And then as soon as he wrote this book, I mean, it just skyrocketed to number one, because it's a culmination of all these things he's been saying about CRT, social justice, kind of infiltrating the church, but kind of like in the background.
Yeah.
And it's been in the background for so long. He was warning against it, and now it's at the forefront.
Right.
So now we're having like major denominations and conventions like going, hey, should we do this CRT thing? You're seeing it in the secular world.
Yeah,
like
that's what I was just going to say. Too, right? Yeah.
Like school boards, like, why are you teaching this stuff?
Right.
I mean, probably my favorite quote from the book is he just flatly says, I believe the current concept of social justice is incompatible with biblical Christianity. Mm. That's a bold statement.
Yeah, man.
Considering we have a lot of emerging church, evangelical, Protestants, even some in the Reformed community that are accepting CRT.
Yeah.
Critical race theory, that are accepting social justice. Well, Jesus would just want you all to be, you know, to use welfare to help people with their, you know, daily lives and food and all these things. Now, I'm simplifying it a lot for the sake of how short this is going to be.
Yeah.
But this book dives into that. Every chapter is unbelievable. He gets into even D'Angelo's, white fragility.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I almost lost my train of thought there. Yeah. So white fragility, which
I reviewed on this podcast, I don't know, a year and a half ago.
Right, right.
And like, you know, if you believe in an Orthodox Trinitarian God, that's white privilege. If you believe in math, that's white privilege. If you believe in rational thought, that's white privilege. All part of CRT, all part of what Vody's been talking about for 10 years. This book just brings it to the forefront. And when you read it, you go, oh my gosh, this is the stuff that's going on right now. It's relevant for today. If you're interested in any of that political kind of stuff, get it. If you're interested in even the biblical side of it, where you say you see it being in your church and kind of secular culture taking over in the church, he writes about that. Very good book. Highly suggest it. Plus, I met him at G3, so yeah. now I'm a super fan.
Heck yeah. You got the picture to prove
Got the picture to prove it. Just like you do with the last one.
Yeah, right.
With Bonson. The last episode. All right, man. So, guys, thanks so much for listening. Two good books.
Yeah.
Go out and listen to them. And shout out to Sean for reminding Jason.
Yeah, thank you,
to
Sean.
Move that book up the order so we could review it.
Yeah.
Guys, as always, God bless.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Dead Men Walking Podcast for full video podcast episodes and clips, or email us at deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None your biscuits.
Be sure to check us out at dmwpodcast.com, where you can purchase the best and snarkiest merch on the internet, support the show, and leave us a review or message. Dead Men Walking can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dead Men Walking Podcast, and on Twitter X at RealDMWPodcast. The Dead Men Walking Podcast is part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. For exclusive show content, be sure to download the Pump TV app and become a member. If you're a business that needs to reach hundreds of thousands of potential customers in your demographic, podcast advertising might be for you. Send all inquiries to deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None your biscuits.